The scenes of homes ablaze on a South Korean island in late November from a North Korean artillery attack stunned and angered this country. South Korea belatedly replied with live-fire artillery exercises in early December, prompting a renewed warning from Pyongyang.
The political situation on the Korean Peninsula is reaching an uncontrollable extreme level by the frantic provocations of the puppet group. No one can predict what the situation will turn into.
Amid the saber-rattling, Seoul, Tokyo, and Washington resolved to have their soldiers and diplomats work closer together. The U.S. military conducted war games with each ally to send a message of deterrence to North Korea. Top envoys of the three countries met in early December to demonstrate a united front against Pyongyang, express concern about North Korea's nuclear weapons programs, and to send a message to Beijing. South Korean Foreign Minister Kim Sung-hwan was among those placing pressure on Pyongyang's lone significant ally.
We would like China to play a more important role, and regarding this, we will consult closely with the United States and Japan.
The November shelling of Yongpyeong Island came nearly 7 months after the sinking of a South Korean Navy ship, which killed 46 sailors. An international investigation blamed a North Korean torpedo, but Pyongyang denies responsibility. Some regional security experts suspect the two attacks were meant to bolster the image of North Korea's youngest four-star general, Kim Jong-un, who has no military background. But he is the son of absolute leader Kim Jong-il, and is expected to succeed his father and his grandfather in the ruling country. Father and son made their first prominent joint appearance for the world's cameras at a military parade in Pyongyang in October.
As 2010 drew to a close, South Korea's leaders promised swift and substantial retaliation if North Korea strikes again. Most South Koreans are growing increasingly anxious, unsure just what might come across the border in 2011. Steve Herman, VOA News, Seoul.